You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
How many family gatherings did you have this weekend?
We had one big one yesterday, which pretty much consumed the entire day. But before that, yeah, a couple friend get-togethers, some Easter egg hunts in the neighborhood. I will say I just feel like I weigh 500 pounds this morning. And
you look like you weigh 500 pounds,
oh, man,
pounds
I'm
too.
Full of
You're all bloated,
salty man. Ham, I'll tell you that much. And last night, Nicole's like, I don't feel good. And I just got a message from her a little bit ago. She's like, I got to go lay back down. So it's definitely going to be a gym 5 days this week just to try to get all the deviled eggs out of me. But it was a nice weekend. The kids had a hell of a time. They got their Easter baskets and everything. And the big excitement in the house was they got bottles of Prime in their Easter baskets. Are you familiar with the hysteria over Prime?
Clue me in.
Prime is a drink that was developed by Logan Paul, who's a huge YouTuber, and now I think he's like an MMA fighter or something.
Okay.
And he teamed up with a rapper. I believe the rapper's name is KSI or something, also another huge YouTuber. And they have now brainwashed all of our children into drinking this drink called Prime, which is a direct competitor for Gatorade. And it's supposed to be, you know, like less sugar and healthier. They have Prime and Prime Energy. And it is absolutely exploded. Within like 6 months, these guys have made $100 million on this drink. And you can't find it anywhere. Like every store. I wandered into the King Supers up by Chatfield, unfortunately, during the Chatfield lunch hour. And the aisle with all the Prime was just being like, it was like piranhas in the water going after. Because it's basically popping now, like it's sixth grade through high school. And you can't find it anywhere. People are buying cases of it and reselling it on eBay for like $500. So anyway,
mentality, man.
No joke. It's horrible. It tastes so bad. But anyway, I happened to wander into, well, the Easter Bunny happened to wander into a Safeway the other day, and they had a bunch of it. So I was like, scoops that up, and he delivered it in the Easter basket. So major points for the EB, man. Big time. So anyway, now you're in the loop about Prime, Dom.
Thank you.
If you see some, get it and resell it on the street. You'll make thousands of dollars. Other than that, I was able to meet up with a couple buddies and try out a food truck I've been wanting to try this weekend, too. The food truck was called Big Stuff. Let me tell you about this burger. It was a mix of buffalo meat, cow meat, and chorizo all on a burger. Incredible. Absolutely.
That sounds good, actually.
Contributed to my 500 pounds this weekend. So, yeah, good weekend, man. Really good weekend. A lot of friends, family, a lot of love. Good times.
Good.
Yeah.
My closest thing to an Easter type of experience was Gretchen told me that yesterday morning, Easter morning, she watched as two hawks were trying to take out a bunny.
Oh.
So there's a bunny. And then I went for a walk in the early afternoon, and I noticed something up on the side of the road hunched over. It turns out it's one of those vultures that lives near my house.
Yeah.
And there was a bunny on the road, and the vulture was going to
just
town on that.
The rest
so,
of it.
So I had
bad days
bunnies.
For bunnies.
I had bunny stuff yesterday, just not the way you would expect for Easter.
Poor little bunnies.
And went out and tried a new spot that haven't checked out since moving here on Friday afternoon. I think I sent you a photo.
Yeah, it was
of
like
one of the
a
spots.
Bar and jerky or something.
But actually met a couple of guys at a bar. Gretchen and I were sitting there, and we started talking to this guy. And one of those guys, his wife showed up eventually. But it was one of those things where there was actually a discussion about getting together another time.
It'll never happen.
I don't know. I guess
we should hang out.
Like, because I've told Jeremy, you know, since moving, I have not made a friend since I've moved, really.
Yeah.
I've met a couple of people, blah, blah, blah. It's like, he goes, hey, give me your number. We'll get together. We'll go such and such.
There you go. You should.
This guy produces TV commercials.
Okay.
And I over the weekend, I pulled a couple of them up online. I was like, dang, this guy's really good.
All right.
He's really good. He had one of those Doritos. You know, remember for the Super Bowl, Doritos has this thing where they pick X number of them and one of them gets $1 million prize or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he made one for Doritos, which was just hilarious.
Oh, that's pretty
Didn't
cool.
win the $1 million prize, but I was like, oh, this guy really knows his stuff. He's
good guy to know.
He's really good with the video production, which is what my son does. I ought to put those two together.
There you go.
And let them chat. But that was it. You know, just going out on the town, seeing dead bunnies, and that's my Easter.